Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. I have a giveaway to announce on this episode. Stick around for that, as well as to hear about someone that I need and want to thank. Always feel free to get in touch with me. You can write to bruce@catholicsportsradio.net or even DM me through the @CatSportsRadio Instagram account or send a private message through the Facebook page. There are links to those social media accounts and Twitter as well on the show website, catholicsportsradio.net, where you can also sign up for free for the new weekly e-newsletter. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. They just gave out the annual NHL awards, and one of them, the Lady Byng Trophy, is given out annually for gentlemanly conduct. It's not a glamorous trophy like being league MVP or even finishing the season as the scoring leader, but the nominees, and of course the winner, should take great pride in being associated with that. As I have said before on this show, learning good sportsmanship is one of the many benefits that come from participating in sports. Similarly, for us, as lay Christians, we are directed to take the same approach in our daily lives. Yes, in sports, but moreover, in all of our activities. We know this because in the New Testament, we read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, quote, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience," end quote. Friends, this is a perfect quote-unquote job description for how we can exhibit good sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct in the various roles we are in during our time here in God's heavenly kingdom on earth. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is the Director of Athletics and Activities at Central Catholic High School in Lawrence, Massachusetts. He has been supporting student athletes as a member of the CCHS staff for 10 years, and 1 year ago was promoted to his current role after having been Assistant Athletic Director and Athletic Trainer. In total, he has had an 18-year career in secondary school athletics, working with hundreds of coaches and thousands of athletes. He did his undergrad in athletic training at Merrimack College and earned his master's in health, physical education, and recreation with a concentration in athletic training and athletic administration from Western Michigan University. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Zach Blazak.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
Yes, Zach, I do thank you for making time to talk with me today. I'm tempted to make a comment about summertime and your workload versus the fall or spring semesters. But before we get into all of that, let's learn a little bit about your background in terms of where you were born, what the family size was, and the presence of the Catholic faith as you were growing up.
So I'm originally from Chicago. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. I come from a family of strong Catholic faith. I had both my mom and dad, and then I have an older sister and a younger brother. Some of my fondest and most memorable events in my life have been always surrounded by the church and by my family's faith. I'm a product of Catholic education. My parents made extreme sacrifices for my siblings and I to go to Catholic schools from kindergarten through college.
Wow.
We grew up, the south side of Chicago where we grew up, it wasn't what neighborhood you were from or what part of the city, it's what parish you were from. Hmm. So I was always proud to say, I'm from St. Pete's. That was my neighborhood. It wasn't the Scottsdale neighborhood. It was St. Pete's. And growing up, like, you know, my dad was an usher at Mass. My mom was a Eucharistic minister. My brother and I were altar servers. And I'm pretty sure I could still say that I'm the reigning altar server of the year at St. Bede Parish from 1996. You know, being an altar server for me was a part-time job. I during the summer, I'd go serve the 6:30 mass, 7:30 mass. I'd have breakfast in the rectory. And then I would do the, you know, a 9 o'clock funeral.
Wow.
Or another mass. So it was, those are some great memories. And, you know, one of my first jobs was working maintenance at my parish and the grade school. It was we had a pre through eight grade school with the parish. So I'd be a maintenance guy in the school, and then once school got out in the summer, I was all over the grounds and I loved it. It was a great job, and it was a great chance to, you know, to give back to my parish and to where I was, you know, what really set my faith life for me.
Yeah. And I like the part that you said that, you know, really your identity was in what parish you were associated with, as opposed to I'm from this part of Chicago or being known about a certain part of the town. I don't think someone gets as deeply into athletic training and athletic administration as you have, as I detailed in the intro, without obviously having a real passion for sports. Thinking back to being a kid, when and how did you first start into sports?
Oh, I mean, I remember, I mean, I was Little League and, you know, at our local parks playing baseball. My dad was an unofficial coach. He was more of the scorekeeper, loved keeping a book for the baseball, teams. And, you know, my siblings and my brother and I played baseball. My sister played softball. I grew up, you know, playing basketball. I grew up in Chicago during the Michael Jordan era.
Mm.
So of course I wanted to play basketball. I couldn't hit a shot if my life depended on it, but you know, we were always surrounded by sports. And then growing up, you know, with my friends playing street hockey. And then, when I went to high school, I played football in high school. I was on the team. It wasn't the greatest football player. But I played football. I was a manager for our basketball team. So sports have always really been a part of my life. I love going to watching baseball, going to baseball games. I still love keeping a book every once in a while. Like my dad, that rubbed off on me. Like, you know, and my son now loves, like, he and I love going to Red Sox games. And I think, you know, he just finished third grade. I think I'm going to try to start teaching him how to keep a scorebook because he loves it. He'll love numbers and keeping track of the game. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. But now, having just heard everything that you just described for us, when and how did you make the decision that you wanted to work, quote unquote, behind the scenes in sports? Because I think there's something to be said about the humility that comes with that approach, because it doesn't bring the glamour of being an athlete or a coach who's always out front for everybody to see.
Yeah. I mean, I love, so when I was in high school, like I said, I was the manager for the basketball team. I kept their stats and I love doing those behind the scene things for that team. I mean, I had a blast. My friends were actually played on the team. So it was just hanging out with my friends and doing a lot of the behind the scene work. And, fall of my junior year, I actually, I broke my foot playing football.
Mm.
I broke my foot, the third day of practice and really didn't do anything. I met with our athletic trainer. You know, he iced it, taped my ankle. That the ankle taping didn't really do anything for a broken foot. but I got to spend a lot of time with him and see that work in the athletic training room, and kind of fell in love with that setting.
Mm.
You know, medicine has always been, you know, an interest of mine in high school and growing up, like, and it was the best of both worlds. You know, I get to sit and watch sports all day and get to provide healthcare to those athletes. You know, it was a great setting to be in, and I love the behind the scenes stuff. I love, you know, the preparation and getting our athletes ready to play, seeing them excel on the field and then, or the playing court, and then, getting them back to the playing, to the best of their abilities to get back onto the court or playing field.
Yeah. And the expression that's coming into my mind as you're saying all this is someone has to have a servant's heart to be able to do that kind of work.
Yeah. I mean, service has always been, you know, a part of my life, and, you know, whether it's, you know, an act, you know, a mission trip or a service trip that I've gone on, or like just being a servant leader and doing those behind the scenes things for my athletes or for our athletic program. That's, you know, it's always been an important part of who I am and my life.
So let's circle back to the start of this, when you talked about that your identity was with the local parish and what a strong Catholic family you came from. In all the studying that you did to prepare yourself for your professional career, was your faith a part of it? Meaning at least going to church on Sundays, if not praying as you pursued your career goals in athletics, or did it maybe get pushed to the side because you were too deep into your studies and maybe working in different sports environments?
No, I mean, like, you know, like I said, like I'm a product of Catholic education all the way through college. It's always been a strong, part of my life. And I always made time for that. You know, whether it's, okay, we have a game on this Sunday afternoon, or we have this practice, like I always found myself waking up early on Sunday, going to, you know, 7:30 mass, 7 o'clock mass, making sure that my faith life didn't suffer for my studies or for my job.
Yeah, nice. I want to start digging into all that you're doing at Central Catholic High School. Yeah. But first, tell us, did it being a Catholic school factor into your decision to start working there 10 years ago? Or was it just a case of, sorry, Bruce, but no, I just needed a job and it seemed like a good opportunity?
No, so when I graduated from grad school, I got a job at a public school. It was actually a physical therapy clinic, but I was working in a public school, and I was there for 2 years, but always felt that something was missing personally, just like something wasn't there. And I did at first, you know, I didn't know what it was. You know, I was comfortable, great athletic program, great student athletes, great administration, but just something personally wasn't there. At the end of that, well, the end of the first year, my wife and I were getting married, and we were presented with jobs at my old high school in Chicago. So we took those, and it was when I started at that school in that position that I realized what was missing at my previous school. And it was a faith-based education and the Catholic school environment.
Wow.
You know, whether it be the pre or post-game prayer, or, you know, the athletes doing service together, or having a pregame mass, that's what was missing for me in those 2 years. And so my wife and I lived and worked in Chicago for 4 years. And, you know, that, both worked at the same school then, and we both work at the same school now. And we were always on retreats together, service trips. And I always, you know, it made me feel whole. And when we decided we really wanted to start a family, we wanted to come back to this area. She's originally from Cape Cod area. So we wanted to be closer to her family to start a family. We came out here, and by the grace of God, both, there were two jobs open at Central Catholic, one for a campus minister, which she was able to get, and then for the athletic training position at within the athletic department. So, you know, we've been able to, you know, work together here at Central, and, you know, I'm able to take part in the athletic piece and attend some retreats, or, you know, be an active participant in our school liturgies and prayer services and our service program, to build, to work towards our mission here of educating the whole person, academically, athletically, and spiritually.
Wonderful.
And that's always been a huge, you know, that was part of my life growing up. So to be able to educate our young people and our students here at Central Catholic the same way, means the world to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell. I love it. I love it. I hear it in your voice, and it's coming through from your heart. It's so good to hear. Folks, as I said at the beginning of this episode, I do have a giveaway to tell you about. This starts immediately and will run through the next two episodes of Catholic Sports Radio as well. Back on episode 166 of this show, you heard Amy Brooks talk about the two books that she has put out, Be Yourself, A Journal for Catholic Girls, and then the follow-up that she did, Be Yourself, A Journal for Catholic Boys. Look for them at Amazon, or just go to the show page for that episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net, and I had put a link there to go to that specific page on Amazon. Anyway, if you have a son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter, niece or nephew, or even next door neighbor, kids in the 9 to 14 age range, I will do a random drawing on July 15th to give away one copy of each of those two books. Just email bruce@catholicsportsradio.net and tell me if you are entering to win the boys journal, the girls journal, or both. I must receive your email by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on July 14th. Meanwhile, speaking of past guests, my sincere thanks to Nicole Scotch, the guest from episode 174. She used the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net to make a financial contribution to my ministry. As I have said before, I don't get any income from doing this show, nor do I have any sponsors, which makes it pretty challenging to otherwise have to find a way out of my own pocket to take on all the expenses that come with running Catholic Sports Radio. I'm blessed to have past guests like Nicole, as well as listeners, show their support by contributing through the website or sending me a check through the mail. I am just a one-person operation doing all this by myself, and so I also draw encouragement from those gestures because it tells me that you enjoy and find value in all that I do through this ministry. As part of your tithing, do please prayerfully consider a financial contribution. Like Nicole Scotch, you can use the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. If you're not comfortable with electronic payments, just send me an email via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will write you back with details on sending me a check through the mail. Just as I'm doing on this episode, I will happily say on the air the name of anyone who contributes, regardless of the amount, or as some have asked me to do, you can remain anonymous. I'm truly grateful to everyone who listens, and I appreciate whatever you can do to help me continue working to move more people closer to Christ through this ministry. Zach, there's a statement that you made that I love part of this. It says, this is from when Zach took his current position 1 year ago, folks. He said, quote, "I am also looking forward to providing our student athletes and the entire CCHS community with an athletic and activity program that is second to none. By following our Marist values, I hope to continue living out the mission of Central Catholic, educating the whole person, making Jesus known and loved while caring for the least favored and those in need," end quote. Zach, it's so great to hear you mentioning making Jesus known as opposed to the predictable, "I'm going to do everything I can to put our teams in the best position to win championships."
Yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, that's our school mission here, and the mission of all Marist schools. We're under the direction of the Marist brothers, and it's to make Jesus known and loved. And whether that's in the classroom or through our faith life, or even, you know, through athletics, we could easily accomplish that. And there's a spiritual aspect about athletics that I always love. And And we could easily accomplish our mission and make Jesus known and loved, care for the least favored than those in need, while succeeding on the field or the court or, you know, playing surface. We're not just here to win games. We're here to build successful and intelligent young men and women, and, you know, educate them for right now, but also for their lifelong learners, and to make great human beings. And athletics is just one way to do that. Hopefully we can accomplish it. And that's where, you know, I hope that this athletic program here at Central Catholic is just, you know, a piece to the puzzle, in that for our students.
Amen. Amen. Zach, there's a statement that you made that I would love for you to share with the audience. You had said, quote, "The coaches are educators of the game and of life. Many are role models, not only for our student athletes, but also for me," end quote.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we have some coaches here. We, you know, one coach has been here close to 40 years, and then we have coaches that are here, you know, for a few months or new, you know, and our coaches could be hard on people, but then, you know, in the next breath, they, you know, let's throw your arm around the kid and they're right there with them. And in the good times and the bad times, teaching them great life skills and life values. You know, our football coach, for example, has been here, been here the longest, and, you know, he reminds me a lot of the coaches that I had growing up, and I look up to him and look up to them for support. And, you know, some of the coaches here, like, you know, they have families, and, you know, I have three young kids. My oldest is 9. I have 9, 6, and 3. My 3-year-old is going to be 4 next month. Like, it's hard for me to balance work and family life. And I use them for support and use them as role models on how to be, you know, a good athletic administrator, but also to be a good father to my kids, and a husband to my wife. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they teach me, all of our coaches, to be, just be a better person and you know, some of the values that we hold dear here at Central, and, you know, that not only to the kids, but to me and to each other, you know, utilizing them, you know, their experiences to help develop, you know, our younger coaches to be better coaches and be better people.
So good. So good. I think that student athletes develop a real close relationship with their coach to the point where they know that they can go to him or her with non-sports related challenges. As the athletic director, do you find there are opportunities where you can minister one-on-one to student athletes?
Definitely. There's, you know, in my previous position as athletic trainer, I found myself with more opportunities for that. As an athletic trainer, you tend to see kids in a vulnerable state. Sometimes, you know, they get, you know, season ending injuries or sometimes career ending injuries. So, you know, it's easy to, you know, to get close with them and help them in those times. And, you know, as AD, I, you know, kind of have less opportunities for that, but, you know, several times there's so many teachable moments in sport, and, you know, I'm trying to take advantage of as many of those opportunities as possible. And, you know, we've had athletes here, and, you know, I've had some, you know, at all of my schools that I've been at, or even personally in my career, where coaches are almost act as another parent to those people. Like, it's, you know, that student's person that they could go to for anything. Yeah. And, you know, I have had several, you know, relationships like that, where I could be that person to, you know, this student athlete, and, that resource for them in some, you know, tough times, good times. And I want to be that person for them. Like, you know, I've been to a few, conferences about, you know, spirituality and sport or character development. And we as coaches, you know, our ministers, and we could help guide those young people, you know, in their physical and athletic development, but their spiritual and educational development as well. And, you know, that's my hope as an athletic administrator, that I could be that person for our student athletes and help our coaches be those people for our student athletes as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, taking off the athletic director hat, and I'm going to say putting on the husband hat, not even the hat of a dad. You mentioned earlier service trips that you've gone on, retreats that you've gone on, but tell us specifically about a service trip that you went on when you were a student at Merrimack College, including who you met during that trip.
Yeah. So freshman, my freshman year at Merrimack, Merrimack College would offer alternative spring break trips. So we would, you know, you'd forego the traditional college spring break trip to, you know, a party destination or whatever, and give up your week and do some service work at various locations throughout the country. And my freshman year, I was selected to go to Bessemer, Alabama, and we would do some work at a local church and school down there. You know, I was looking forward to it because there was a group of about, I think, 21 or 22 of us. And I was really looking forward to it because, you know, I'm a freshman in college, and there were three guys and 18 girls on the trip. So I'm like, all right, this could be a nice way to spend my spring break. And fortunately, you know, on the trip, our group was responsible for hosting an event called Soup and Scripture. The parish that we were part of had a regular Soup and Scripture night where you'd come together, read scripture, share a meal, and then have a discussion. So our group was in charge of hosting the Soup and Scripture night that week. And it was myself and two of the girls. And one of the girls that was on the trip, the three of us actually became very, very good friends. And, you know, fast forward a few months later to the beginning of the next school year, and myself and Vicky, who was one of the two girls that did the Soup and Scripture, started dating. And fast forward to now, Vicky and I are married. We'll be celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary next month and have three kids. So, you know, service has always been part of my life and a special part of my life, but it's really been a special part of my life because that's where I met my future wife and our family.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know, it's what brought our family together and what strengthens our family to this day.
That's right. That's right. Fantastic. And before we close, you did mention your children and their ages before, but I just want to, before we finish up here, I want to give you a chance to make sure that the audience knows that you and your wife are raising your kids in the Catholic faith and Catholic schools.
We definitely are. You know, like, as I've said a few times, you know, I'm a product of Catholic education. My wife was a product of Catholic education with high school and college and actually grad school. So it's always been a part of our life. And it's a very important piece of our life. So we have our three kids, two of which have been in Catholic schools for a couple of years. And our youngest will be starting preschool at our local parish and school next fall. So we're very excited that our three kids will be involved in Catholic education growing up. And we look forward to continuing that, you know, as much as we can. And, you know, as long as we're still here at Central Catholic, there'll be students here as well. So, which will be great. Which will be great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Zach, it's been great having you on the show. God bless you and your family. And thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for your ministry here with Catholic Sports Radio. And you know, thank you for this opportunity. And I look forward to becoming a regular listener now.
So. My pleasure. My pleasure. And folks, let us close this week's episode with our sportsman's prayer and do it together, of course, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cat Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cat Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.